Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Melchizedek is a picture of Christ in that the Lord Jesus is the eternal God and he will forever be a priest. There will be no change in his priesthood because he is eternal, speaking of Jesus. And because of that, Melchizedek is compared to Jesus Christ. The genealogy was not important. That was not the point he was making. Sure, he had a mom. Sure, he had a father. If that's the case, he was greater than Jesus. Because Jesus, who's his father? So you have to be careful to say, when he said that he didn't have a father, he didn't have a mother, then he's not talking about him as a man, he's talking about his office work. Comparing that Jesus is the eternal God, he will forever be a priest. There will be no change as far as Melchizedek genealogy record is concerned. He was not born near he died, nor did he die. The point being made that Christ is better than Melchizedek. Melchizedek was better than Abraham and better than Aaron and all the Levites. That's what he's getting to. We focus on the genealogy. Well, he didn't have any genealogy. Who was his father? By the way, in the Aaronic and Levite priesthood, somebody begets somebody, begets so-and-so, begets so-and-so, begets so-and-so, their genealogy. Their priesthood died. That their office died when they died. Christ never died. Talking about his priesthood, it will be continually. That's the reason they're here in verse number 3. He talks about Melchizedek being without father, without mother, without descent. In other words, his genealogy is not recorded. That's what it means. So-and-so begets so-and-so, who begets so-and-so, begets so-and-so. Neither had the beginning of days nor the end of life. It's a continual priesthood. It's the office. Because what he's sharing to these believers is that this, what Jesus is doing is so much better than that old Jewish tradition of the priest. Jesus is so much better. Remember, the Jewish people were going back to the priesthood. So he inserts this about Melchizedek. You thought Melchizedek was something. Jesus is even greater than him. Let's read a little farther. I'm running out of time here. Verse 4, now consider how great this man was, talking about Melchizedek, how wonderful he was, on whom even the patriarch, when the Jewish people, he was the father of the Hebrew nation. Think of Abraham. The Bible says Melchizedek was greater than Abraham because Abraham gave him a tenth part of the spoils. And he, not only him, verily they that have the sons of Levi, the priesthood who followed all that whole priesthood line, who received the office of the priest, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. Remember, he was the father of the Jewish people. They came out of the loins. But look, verse number 6. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And verse number 7, and without all contradictions, the less is blessed of the better. Now, I know your head is spinning right now, okay? What are you saying here? The blessing here is not the simple wishing of good things to others. We'll say, God bless you. When we say that, God bless you, normally, hey, I wish good things upon you, okay? This ain't the kind of blessing it's talking about, because that can be done from anybody, from inferiors to superior. I mean, from a low in life to a high, somebody, a big dog, you could say, may God bless you. From a low life to a high, are you following? But when it goes from a high office to a low office, that's a completely different thought, because it's the action of a person who's authorized to declare God's intention to bestow good things on another. Here, inferiority is blessed by superiority. Abraham was inferior to Melchizedek. Inferiority was blessed by superiority. That's the picture that Paul is trying to get with these to the Jewish believers. Don't get caught up with, oh, he don't have a father, don't have a mother. That's not the point he was making. He was making the point about this priesthood that the Jews were going back to sacrificing those little lambs. They were going back there. And Paul is saying there's so much better things than what's taking place there. Remember, Melchizedek was better than them. And we read a little farther, Jesus Christ is better than Melchizedek. That's the whole point of the message. That to speculate concerning his genealogy is missing the point of typology. That's the word that you get in the Bible study. Lisa, we talked about that, typology, okay? There's categorization and systemization when you go to Bible study. Typology is part of that. He's a type, a picture of Jesus Christ. He came upon the scene, talk about Melchizedek, came on and left. He fulfilled his ministry and he departed. And that's all that God wants us to know. Let me repeat that. To speculate and articulate things that we don't know, we ought to just keep silent. I'm going to close this passage of Scripture in Deuteronomy, chapter number 29. Verse number 29. Put that up there, Greg. I want you to see this. Deuteronomy 29:29. I want them to see that. Can you find that? You got that up there? It's in the Old Testament, Greg. Okay. He knows I'm kidding. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. I'm not making excuses. But there's some things that we just don't know. They're not revealed to us. So we're not to speculate. But those things which are revealed in the Word of God belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. There's a lot of things we just don't understand because God's not revealed them to us. A great verse. You ought to put that verse somewhere in your Bible. When somebody asks you something and you don't know the answer, instead of say, well, let me call my preacher. You can do that and I'll try to help you. But there's some things we just don't know. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. The Trinity. Can anybody please explain the Trinity to me? Can't. We can't. We believe it. Because of what's revealed to us in the Word. But the secret things, we can't comprehend the Trinity of God. Same thing about certain truths about Melchizedek. Again, we don't want to speculate or articulate things that we just don't know. I just know what the Word of God says. He was the king of righteousness. He was the king of Salem. He received tithes of Abraham. He's a prophet. He told Abram, hey, you're blessed be you of all the heavens and all the earth. You're going to be blessed. He was a prophet. Again, it was a picture of Jesus Christ who was to come some 4,000 years later or so upon this earth. These things are deep, and I struggle with them sometimes. Even now, as I went through the week studying this, these are difficult passages to unscramble. I read a lot of people. Y'all got Oliver B. Green. I've got Warren Wiersbe. Oh, who's these other guys I read after? And still, their head was swimming around this passage. I don't have an answer for everything. I know that's what the Word of God says. Anything outside the Word of God is, again, speculation. And I'll just stay with what this is and don't try to build upon something that ain't there. He was a man. He wasn't God. He wasn't Jesus Christ. He's a very, very man who came to fulfill what God had wanted him. If you have any other questions concerning Melchizedek, ask Kyle Foster. Our Father, we love you. Thank you for your Word. Lord, like Peter said, Lord, sometimes these scriptures are hard to rest. We struggle with them. But Lord, we know that every word is true. Every word's pure. Lord, open our hearts, our minds, and we can, Lord, understand scriptures you would have us understand. But Lord, beyond all that, what's really important is our relationship to you. Lord, in a relationship with others that don't know you as Savior, Lord, we pray that today be that day they call upon your name. Again, bless the morning worship. May you be pleased. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.